Republicans salt earth around Democrats with nearly 20 new ads in more than 15 districts with 1 week to election. By Jacob Bliss on November 1, 2022. 1 week before the 2022 midterm elections, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, pour salt around vulnerable Democrats, lawmakers and candidates by releasing nearly 20 new campaign ads in more than 15 congressional districts. In the final effort by the House Republicans' campaign arm, 19 ads are being released on Tuesday, 1 week before the midterm elections. The Republicans explained that, by releasing the barrage of ads, they are making the case voters should reject the radical Democrat policies that have left Americans with skyrocketing prices and unsafe communities, in addition to the one-party rule in Washington, D.C. With the 19 ads, the Republicans are targeting Rudy Salas in California's 22nd congressional district, Representative Johanna Hayes in Connecticut's 5th congressional district, Representative Jared Golden in Maine's 2nd congressional district, Representative Elissa Slotkin in Michigan's 7th congressional district, Representative Dan Kildee in Michigan's 8th congressional district, Representative Angie Craig in Minnesota's 2nd congressional district, Tony Vargas in Nebraska's 2nd congressional district, Gabriel Vasquez in New Mexico's 2nd congressional district, English. Gabriel Vasquez in New Mexico's 2nd congressional district, Spanish. Josh Riley in New York's 19th congressional district. Francis Connell in New York's 22nd congressional district. Amelia Sykes in Ohio's 13th congressional district. Chris DeLuzio in Pennsylvania's 17th congressional district. Seth Magaziner in Rhode Island's 2nd congressional district. Representative Henry Queller in Texas's 28th congressional district. Representative Vicente Gonzalez in Texas's 34th congressional district, English. Representative Vicente Gonzalez in Texas's 34th congressional district, Spanish. Representative Elaine Loria in Virginia's 2nd congressional district. Representative Kim Schreier in Washington's 2nd congressional district. NRCC Communications Director Michael McAdams said, "Democrats' one-party rule has been a complete disaster for our country. It's time to put a check on Democrats' radical policies and stunning incompetence. If the Republicans can successfully unseat at least five of the Democrats that they are targeting, it will play a key role in helping out their larger goal of winning back a GOP majority and ousting Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, from her speakership, since they only need to net five seats. This midterm election will be the second time the Republicans attempt to take back the majority from the Democrats after losing it in 2018 for the first time in 8 years. In the 2020 election, the Republicans tried to take back the House but fell short, leaving the left with a tiny majority, something the establishment media said would not be possible, as it claimed the GOP would lose even more seats. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only five seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the Senate, where they only need to net one seat. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.